At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To a shack of mystery, to pick conspiracies, to curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. Mothman sightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Why do potatoes have to be so many different things? Like, why can't we just eat a potato and then it be a big old problem? Yeah! I don't know. Why potatoes? Hi, I'm Lisa.
Oh, man.
Why do you say it like that?
This is DW Conspiracy Shack.
This is DNL Conspiracy Shack. Screw Wilbur.
So Lisa were to come back on. We're getting ready to move. We're getting ready to start homesteading. So why don't you talk about some of the projects you're excited for and about the process?
I'm excited to get more eggs.
Yeah? You don't even need eggs.
I don't, but I like collecting them.
Yeah?
I like to collect the eggs.
Did you order your egg apron yet?
I did not. But then when I'm looking at it, also has a little basket that matches the apron.
Why?
Oh, why not?
Why do you use a basket if you have the egg apron?
Because if you have too many eggs for the basket, and you have more eggs, well, where are you going to put them?
That's what the egg apron's for.
But if you run out of room in the egg apron, then where are you going to put the eggs? In the basket. It's a 2-for-1.
Okay.
It was almost cheaper just to get the 2-for than the 1.
It's almost cheaper. It wasn't cheaper.
I haven't ordered it yet, so we'll see.
I don't care. I'm just saying it wasn't cheaper. You can't say that it was. It cost more, but it was almost cheaper.
Girl math.
That's what it just means. It cost more.
It's like chicken math. Listen, we had this conversation.
Did we?
Yeah. Chicken math. Like, yeah, I got 12 birds, but technically, even though I'm only allowed to have 7 birds on my property, 5 of them are technically meat birds. So really, I only have 7 birds with 5 birds that I'm going to eat. So really, I only have 7 of these birds that are actually what I'm allowed to have.
None of those numbers are right.
Why not? 7 and 5 is 12.
Yeah, but we have more than that. Like a lot.
Well, stop giving it away. Screw the town.
Screw the government.
Screw the government.
Gosh. No, so you're excited for more eggs.
Yep.
What kind of eggs are you excited to collect?
I want more Muscovy eggs.
Yeah.
So hopefully these ones that I'm trying to hatch out actually hatch out.
Oh, yeah. There's room in the incubator full of eggs right next to us.
I think we got, like, what, 30 in there?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's at least 30.
That's quite a bit.
There's cochins in here,
too. I wonder what they're going to look like, too, because our, like, Muscovies
are
an interesting.
You will have a black male and chocolate females.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Reba, Kelly Duxon, Earl.
Mm-hmm. Why is the names?
Well, because Earl, because I don't know. I just liked it. And then I thought of that country song, because Earl's Gotta Die or whatever. And then it made me think of Reba with the red hair.
Okay.
She's a country music singer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct.
And then it made me think of Kelly Clarkson, because for some reason, I don't know why, but I thought she sang that song. I know she doesn't.
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh.
Oh, you owe me the beer.
Yeah, it's been a while since I thought I even did it.
But, yeah. So I just went with the whole country music theme. But hopefully they get good babies. Since we haven't seen what their babies would look like.
Yeah, we lost the first set, but I think it was because of power outage.
Yeah, when we have bad storms coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm excited to have other animals. Like, I want to get pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And a cow. I want a longhorn cow.
Yeah.
But I want like a miniature longhorn. And then.
Let's slow down. Start. Go back to the pigs. Talk about pigs. Because we haven't even done an episode on pigs yet.
I don't know. I like the little teacup pigs. Even though you say they're not a real pig.
There's no such thing as a teacup pig.
And why are they called teacup pigs? Because they put them in little teacups.
Because all pigs are really tiny when they're born. So what they do is they sell them for a premium. And people buy a pig, they're like, it's a teacup pig. And then 6 months later, he's 400 pounds.
Same.
So, yes, there's no such thing as a teacup pig. There are some dwarf pig breeds. Like I think it's the Cooney Cooney is how it's said, which they get like 60, 70 pounds. And then pot bellies, they can get like 200 pounds, but most of the time they're like around 100.
Then they can pretty much eat our scraps, right?
Yeah.
Or do they have to have a specific...
I mean,
dieting or
whatever. Yeah, you can't give them I don't think you can give them everything. But yeah.
Aren't they still cannibalistic though?
I mean, I've had pigs eat pigs, yeah.
Well, yeah, because they eat like bacon and stuff, ham. Probably whatever you feed them.
They'll eat whatever you feed them.
They're opportunistic, right?
Mm-hmm. I've seen them eat coal.
Ew.
But no, we had a pig eat a pig because he died in the pen one night and he was half eaten by the mooring.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pigs.
Our birds do that with each other, with the chicks.
Yeah, chickens. Chickens do that, too. Chickens are pretty bad about that. They'll start doing it while they're still alive. So that's the kind of... How many pigs do you want? Are we going to butcher these pigs?
Yeah, I mean, for meat. Mm-hmm. But I also think, I don't know. I don't know what the purposes of keeping them would be, other than just to eat them. Because they can't be guard pigs. That's not a thing.
Yeah, I don't think it really is a thing. I don't think people use them as that. I think you really just eat them or you have them as pets. They can be pretty pricey pets.
Yeah.
So then you want cows. So talk about your cows.
I want a miniature longhorn. That's what I was looking up.
Okay.
Because I think they're pretty looking. And I like the horns. I know the males really are the only ones. The horns, but
no, both males and females have horns.
They got the long,
the really big ones, yeah.
Profound horns,
huh?
Profound, right?
Profound, that is a word.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
I don't know.
I'm not picking on
anything. I don't know what the word is, but so I'd want those, but I don't
want
know.
A Texas long. Do you want a longhorn or a Highland?
Both. Because I know the Highlands are like the red-haired that I like.
So just so you know.
Then I like the Longhorns too, like that one that we see out.
Yeah, by the
by Walmart.
Yep. The cow Longhorns still have really long horns. It's not just a male thing. I wasn't sure. I had to look it up.
Well, that one. I like his horns.
Yeah. They're not actually as much as I thought. I'm looking at someone right now, like $5,000-$6,000.
Ain't bad. But I don't know that's if for show just ones. Show cows or if they're like...
You don't really eat them. They're more for...
Looks.
Yeah, okay. They're more for show. Yeah, I mean, you can eat them. They're just a cow, but...
Maybe we could be like that. What's the farm? Clark's farm, right?
Jeremy Clarkson's.
Yeah.
Clarkson's farm.
With all the cows.
I'm looking up how much Highlands are.
I
hate cows.
I don't know. And then I want to do, and then maybe we could do like the wine and dine with a cow.
Yeah.
Or goat yoga. Especially around here with the college. You might be able to get some goat yoga in.
Yeah, they're about anywhere from $4,000 to $12,000. Long hairs. Mm-hmm. Highlands.
Is it the red haired ones? Right?
Some of them are cheaper than that. I mean, they can have red hair, yes. But they do come in other colors.
Well, I like the reddish hair one.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, those are really the only ones.
There's some blondies I'm looking at from a farm in Michigan. Selling them. Oh, there's mini Highlands, too. Make sure you're talking into the mic. But yeah, so cows.
Mm-hmm.
How many cows?
Maybe like 5. I feel like that's like a fair amount.
That's a lot of cows.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know.
Especially if you're just wanting pet cows.
Well, I feel like they're like social bugs. Like they need to have.
I think the mic cut out on you. You're talking too quiet.
I think they need to have multiples.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're herd animals. They need a couple of them.
So I think 5's a good number. Because then if you got a bull.
Where are you going to put the bull?
With the cows.
No.
Why not?
You only do that when they're breeding.
Why not?
Because he can become very, very aggressive towards people, protecting the cows, even if he's really sweet other times. And he could hurt them and hurt the babies.
But what if he's fixed?
Then he's not a bull. He's a steer.
I don't know what the difference is, okay?
Nutsack.
You're a nutsack.
No, that's the difference.
I know. It's funny.
If they have a nutsack, it's a bull. If he doesn't have a nutsack, he's a steer.
Fine. Then can I keep a steer in there with them or no?
No, we need a bull. If you're going to get these high-end cows to breed, you just can't keep them in with them. It's the same thing with the goats. You can't keep the boars, the males, in with the females all the time.
So then what do they call a male goat that's fixed?
A wether.
That's dumb.
I knew you were. A male goat that's been castrated is called a wether.
No, a wether is what's going on outside.
Yes, that's also correct.
Well, it's dumb.
And then it's a boar if he's still intact. And then sheep's rams, and then a wether.
It's dumb. They're two separate animals. They shouldn't be called the same thing.
Then horses always get mixed up. A stallion, I believe, is still intact, and a gelding is not.
But I thought a stallion was like the free range one.
Is it? I may be wrong on that. I haven't had horses in a long time. All right, so there's your thoughts on cows. 5. What's the number range? How many mini long hairs are you going to do to mini longhorns?
I don't know. 3 to 2?
Which way?
More?
Huh? Which one are you going to do 3 of? Which one are you going to do 2 of?
3 of the minis.
Oh my gosh. They're both miniature. We're going to get miniature versions of both.
Okay, then miniature Highlands, 3, and then 2 miniature longhorns.
Thank you.
I was confused on what you were asking. I thought you were asking, like, are they miniature or are they just regular?
No, I know they're miniature.
Okay.
Gosh. You going to collect emu eggs?
As long as they don't attack me, maybe.
As long as you don't run from them, they won't attack you.
Mm-hmm.
Emus, we're going to have emus, Reyes, and a pair of ostriches.
That's what you say about Earl. And Earl always tries to fight me.
He never does.
And he squirts his little diarrhea everywhere every time I go in
there.
Because
he's terrified.
Yes.
That's the big Muscovy duck. All right, what else you want?
I haven't really thought about it, honestly.
That's why
I do want to do like a little, not really bakery, but like where we do like our own pastries and stuff.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I want to be less having to like go to the store for stuff.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah, I agree.
So like,
I agree.
If we could do like more of our breads.
Yeah,
and
I got you.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I like that.
And, like, even if there's a way for us to, like, make our own food for the animals, too, that way we're not having to buy them because...
Wilbur talked about that. I think we're going to get, it's called a pelletizer, which, you know, so animal feed typically comes in, like, either pellets or the crumble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the goats and stuff, you know, they have pellets.
Yeah.
So there's a machine that does that.
And then that corn crumbly stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That's crumble, and then the other is pellets.
Mm.
There's a machine that does that. It turns, like, you put all the mix in, and then it crunches it all up and puts it into pellets. So you can do it yourself. Because I'd like to do that. So you can buy, like, because a lot of it's just silage, which I know that it just it's like stocks off of plants. It doesn't have a lot of nutritional value. It's like filler. But like the goat feed and the horse feed has a little bit of molasses in it. That's the sweet binder. I don't advise anybody to do this, but if you ever lick like horse feed, it's a little sweet. Just because it's molasses. I mean, it's basically just tastes like brown sugar. And then, yeah, and I do want to do our own stuff. I know we're talking about finally getting, we got a starter sourdough kit.
Yep, a sourdough starter kit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've made a lot of bread. I don't think I've ever made bread, but you've made quite a lot
of bread. I really like the sweet bread.
Yeah.
And then I also like the soda bread, even though you don't like it.
I like sourdough.
Soda.
Oh, no, I don't like soda bread.
You don't like the soda bread.
I do not like
soda bread. But I'm used to that because, like, grandma used to always
make
it.
Right, right. It's your family's thing. But hers was,
like, authentic.
I have not had it good yet. And your family is always like, well, we just messed up this time. It wasn't as good.
You're thinking of the different family.
Oh, what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the 7-Up bread.
You're thinking of the 7-Up rolls.
Yeah. And they're always like, it's normally better than this. They've been saying it for 5 years. It's never been better.
Longer than that.
Gosh, it's not bad. It's just not good.
It's tolerable.
I mean, it's if you like soggy bread that they dumped a can of 7-Up on.
Not a can. It's like a 2-liter, but it's fine.
Yeah, if you just like bread that's wet, yeah, it's fine.
It's like beer can chicken.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, because beer can chicken tastes good and isn't soaked
it is in beer. Soaked.
They just put one beer in it. It's a beer can. You put it in the chicken.
Therefore, it is so.
No, you don't put it in 2 2-liters of beer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Whatever.
And chicken's not as absorbent as bread. No, so soda bread. Which one was the soda bread?
Soda bread's the Irish loaf.
Yes, I know what you mean. I remember now.
Grandma used to always make it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you only met her once.
Yeah, I didn't care for the bread, but that's fine. It wasn't bad. It was definitely not my thing. It's kind
of, if, yeah.
Acquired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, it's perfectly good. It just wasn't for me. There's plenty of foods that aren't for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I want to definitely start doing our own bread. All that stuff. I was talking to somebody recently about sourcing non like pesticide ridden grain is going to be the hardest thing. And I'm hoping Ohio has a cooperative, which just means a co-op is like a group of people that come together. So when I used to do fisheries work, there's one for fish farms. There's a co-op where they help each other find stuff. So like, well, yeah, like Ted, Northwest Ohio, he does non-pesticide grains. So if you want non-pesticide grains, that's where you go and buy them from. That kind of thing. So I'm hoping there's something like that exists. I haven't looked that hard in it because I would like to. Yeah, because, I mean, making bread's not hard. You enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
It's fun. I mean, it's cool to watch it rise and make, you know, you've done some of the shaped ones. Mm-hmm. Like
fish.
The fish loaf was pretty cool looking. You've done like the cut patterns in the top of them. And that's pretty fun. I like sourdough, so I'm excited for that. And then, like you said, making our own animal feeds.
And I'm excited to do like this—the whole like doing a starter and then,
yeah,
having its babies and.
Because I know we've talked about doing eventually a farm shop after we get it all up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean that's something you could always sell is
like your garden and
yeah
whatever
yeah I like gardening. I do enjoy it. What was that? Thunder outside. Why are you laughing, Lisa?
Nothing.
Yeah. What else? So you talked about your bread. You want to have some bread?
Yeah.
Your own bread? Your own grain? Wet bread?
Yeah, 7-Up bread. We'll put the recipe below. Here's how it is. You take a loaf of white bread, you put it in a tray, and you take a 2-liter of 7-Up and just dump the
That's
2-liter
not
on.
What it is.
No, what is it? It's like almost a pan of thin bread. This is the worst.
You use a muffin tin for it.
Yes.
And then.
And you put the muffins in the freezer.
No.
That was a joke, the meme.
I do like making my own cinnamon rolls too. Mm.
You do very, very well at that.
They're called 7-Up biscuits. It's only 4 ingredients. It's sour cream, Bisquick, 7-Up, and melted butter.
It sounds like one of those things that was invented because that's all you had in the refrigerator one night.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then it ends up being fine. You know, it is fine. It's just not for me. I don't like it. So what else do you want on the farm? What else do you want in the homestead? What's some goals?
I've been toying around with some name options. So, I got these names picked out.
Okay.
Go ahead. I just have one.
Okay.
It's called Fungi Acres.
Okay. Well, yeah, we do want to do a mushroom cave. Fungi Acres, huh?
Yeah.
Not Fungi Farms?
No, I don't want the double F's.
Alliteration is key.
I don't care.
I still like Dozer Acres.
No.
Or Fat Mucket Farms. Come on, Fat Mucket. They're endangered. They're beautiful. They roam around in graceful herds as they majestically graze on detritus. You remember what a Fat Mucket is, right?
Clam.
Kind of. It's a mussel, but yeah.
Aren't clams mussels?
No.
Or is it like triangles and... not triangles.
Is it like triangles and squares? Is that what you're going to say?
Triangles.
It's like triangles and rectangles? It's okay. No, you're fine. You're laughing really hard. Don't fall.
It's like the squares and rectangles.
Squares and rectangles.
I was looking at the triangle die.
Oh, I got you.
A bit of a brain fart.
I was like, yeah, it's just like squares and rectangles. It's just like squares and rectangles.
Or
that they're different.
Turtles and tortoises.
Yeah, it's more close probably to that than squares and rectangles. Or triangles and rectangles.
I was looking at the triangle die.
The four-sided die, yeah.
But it is what? A triangle? Which really, it's actually a pyramid because it's not 3D. A yeah.
Doesn't a pyramid have 5 sides?
No, I'm pretty sure pyramid has 4.
One on the bottom and 4 on the 4 around? Doesn't a pyramid have a square base?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Some kind of prism. I don't know.
Some kind of prism. You're definitely being Wilbur today. Just keep digging the hole deeper.
Dig. It's like holes up in here.
So what makes you want Fungi Acres?
I'm tired of this, Grandpa. Pretty sure that was holes.
Yeah, but, it was.
I don't know. Probably because like the mushroom stuff is like kind of the thing that y'all have been into.
Have we?
Yeah. You know, like your little sky jellies are actually fungi, maybe. That, I don't know. Maybe that was Justin. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, who knows? What do we know? How do we know what we know? That's the real question.
I'm reading what the definition of a pyramid is.
Which, speaking of pyramids, I think that they were used, like, as hubs.
Well, yeah, for what?
It
is 5 sides, by the way.
Where's the 5th side?
The bottom. There's a square on the bottom.
But then, where's the extra? I don't know. Anyways, whatever. I'm not a pyramist.
Oh, no, it can. It can have more than... Okay. Now, so that is the classic pyramid. That is also a pyramid, the four-sided ones. And they can have many more sides than that. As long as they all of the triangles come off the base and then they come to a point. Okay. So, yeah, what do you... They're a hub for what?
I think they... So, my thing is, people will probably think, well, how do they get these big old blocks?
A lot of people ask about that.
And what if they just broke them down and used, like, cement to build them instead of carrying the big blocks?
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, your thought is that maybe that instead of the giant blocks inside, like, the pyramid and that kind of stuff, they were actually a bunch of tiny blocks?
No, they broke them down. Like, you know when you use concrete to make little concrete things?
Yeah, yeah, stones and dirt inside of concrete.
Yeah, and you mix them in the whatever and then build whatever. That's what I think they did.
Okay.
With limestone.
So the giant blocks are actually concrete?
Yeah.
Not, I don't know. Let me look at what stone they're made of. I don't know. Maybe they are limestone. Keep talking. I'm looking.
But.
I don't know.
I'm distracted by this ant.
Mm-hmm.
I named him Antoine.
Keep going.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to looking at the dot and I got distracted. So about the farm.
Yes.
I.
Fungus acres.
Yeah, I like, not fungus acres, fungi
acres,
because there's multiple people.
It is limestone, but with granite and mortar.
So they probably did break it down like concrete. There you go.
It is just a big concrete thing. There's a lot of stuff is made of granite, but a lot of stuff is made, the bulk of the pyramid is made of limestone, which is nature's concrete. So, yeah, you like that name? You don't like Dozer Acres?
No.
I wanted to name it Killdozer Farms.
No.
I think that sends a pretty... If anybody tries to come in and inspect it, that sends a pretty good message. Any other names? Or what other things do you want for the farm?
I really just want us to get to where we don't have... Like, I feel like a lot of the problem right now is convenience. It's convenient to just go to the store and get stuff.
Yeah.
It's convenient to go to the...
I'm bad about it. I know.
Like, order food out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bad about it, too.
Oh, we are. I mean, I'm not... Yeah, we both are bad.
Like, in general. And I just think in general, like, as a population. Get tired.
Yeah. It is. You're right. It's a convenience thing. It's just... You're tired at the end of the day of work and, you know, a lot of people... Unfortunately, in this country, are living like paycheck to paycheck, socioeconomic issues and all that. So you don't have the energy to cook a meal, or if you're staying at home with kids, you know, by the end of the day, you're just like, I just want to go to bed. So what do? You go buy a rotisserie chicken, or you go to Walmart, or you go to McDonald's, and, you know, you just go get the thing that's already done because it accomplishes much quicker.
Whereas, like, I want to also, like, really get into meal planning better.
Yeah.
And, like, sticky to it rather than being like, well, what do we want? I know a lot of the problem I have is, like, some foods, like, just don't sound good, but then, like I can't plan ahead what I'm going to be in the mood for.
Mm.
I'm more of a, what am I in the mood for? What sounds good? What does my stomach think sounds good? Because I got a lot of tummy problems. So, like, dairy. Problem. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. What else?
I want to try to learn how to make cheese.
Yeah, we will make our own goat cheese. So that's even something you've skipped over is goat's milk and cheese. Because we're going to get a Nubian line again. So that's something Wilbur really wants to do is get a champion line like me and my mom used to do. You had a champion line of Nubians for dairy and a champion line of boar. So there's a goats. It's a little confusing. There's a breed of goat called a boar goat, but male goats that are intact are also called boars. So a male, there's a male, like a boar. I know
it's Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. And because, yeah, I'd start raising those and stuff like that. Because Nubians are up there with cows with how much milk they produce per pound of body weight. Because, I mean, they're not as big as cows, but they still produce like, I think you can almost get a gallon out of a big, like, good genetic Nubian a day, which is a lot of milk. Or maybe it's a half gallon.
I don't know. I just know we go through a lot of milk.
We go through a lot
of milk. And I'd like to not have to buy that at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we go through, like, a gallon a day.
Right. I agree. Also, milk and cheese. You want to make your own milk and cheese. What else?
I want to try to make more pastas. Like, I mean, I know how to do them. And I think we have the attachment to our KitchenAid.
Yeah, we do.
To do pastas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's, like, different, like, we could do the different types of pastas.
Mm-hmm.
I know it has the different inserts on it, too.
Mm-hmm. I haven't messed with that at all, but we do have that, yes. I made our homemade dumplings the other day with our duck eggs.
And we tried to make grandma's noodles.
Did we?
Yeah. But.
Oh, we did.
But they dried weird.
Yeah, we had some issues. But it was the first time we'd ever tried to make them. One of the batches was good.
Yeah.
But it also made about 500 pounds of noodles more than we needed.
Yeah.
Or that we had room to dry. That was the problem, is because it was laying on each other, so we couldn't get them to dry.
Like, awesome.
Yeah, without sticking together. Yeah, what else?
I want to try to do, like, homesteading classes, like, with people around that, like, maybe, like, there's other people that live in town that want to learn how to do it, too. Mm-hmm. And that way they could see, like, what we've done, what our trial and errors were, and then... learn from what we've done, or like how they can it, like, do it themselves.
Yeah. I like it. No, I agree. I know that we're going to try to do that conference, a homesteading conference here in Ada, like twice a year, or we'll put it on. And then it'll be like four or five, or maybe even six classes in one day. And like one may all be about livestock. So it's the whole day is about livestock. And the next conference is all about gardening.
Which I want to do, like, a bigger medicine garden.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely want that, because, like, I've been trying to find mullein to smoke it for the mucus buildup. It's supposed to be 100, like, so effective.
Well, pineapple is supposed to be good, too, but you don't really like pineapple.
I don't care for pineapple, no.
I like it.
I like it in stuff. I don't know, it's a texture thing for me. Like eating styrofoam. They can't see what you're doing.
I guess.
Remember, it's radio.
I know.
They can't see your faces.
I know. See, that's my problem, is I'm such a facial talker, I think. So, like, talking. Weird. I keep getting all these weird bruises. Like, I don't know where that one's from.
You never finished what your pyramid thought was. What a hub for what?
Oh, I was just saying that I think it was like the socialite hub. So that's where they did like all their main like food sources and stuff to protect like their food growth like underground. That way it wasn't like getting ruined by sandstorms and stuff.
Hmm. So you're doing the Dr. Ben Carson approach?
Sure. Whoever that is.
He ran for president, I think, the first time Trump ran for president. Or ran for, like, the Republican elect. But he believed that the pyramids were, like, foods, like, basically giant grain silos, like we have in town. And they were used for, like you're saying, for food storage and protection and that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Nobody knows what they're used for.
Let's go bring out the dead.
Bring out the dead.
Yeah, the mummies.
Oh. You know, they never found a mummy in any of the Great Pyramids?
Because they had their own sites.
Right, so the pyramids weren't used for burials?
No.
But that's what they told everybody forever?
No.
Because not one mummy was ever found?
They stored stuff in it, like belongings, but I'm pretty sure they had their own, like, ritualistic burial sites, grounds that weren't in pyramids.
So, were you surprised how much everything's going to cost?
Yes.
Why?
I guess I thought it would be less.
Like what?
I don't know. I guess I thought it would be less, like, if we were doing it.
Well, there's some of that we can't do.
I could go test some land. Give me a vial and whatever liquids I need.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably do that. I did soil surveys. But I don't know. It's crazy. But yeah, what other things are you excited for the farm? For the homestead?
I'm just excited to watch, like, something that we're putting time and energy into mm-hmm. and, like, really want and watching that grow.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree. It's nice. It's a nice feeling. But yeah, so anybody, we've already gotten some amazing offers. A lot of people are sending plants, trees, when we're welcoming everything. Animals. I know we're getting a puppy from Louisiana. Excited about that?
No.
You're not excited about that?
I am, but I'm not. I'm not ready for the whole potty training.
Catahoula leopard dog.
Especially in the winter.
They come pre-potty trained.
I don't believe it.
Actually, so they're southern dogs. They can handle the cold, but they don't like the cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I think potty training will be easy in the winter. Go to the bathroom, we can go in. Okay, figured it out really quick.
Well, Doug wasn't bad.
No, he figured it out pretty fast.
He's like, I don't like the snow between my toes.
Yeah. Sheep from the shepherd are coming probably either the end of this year or early next year kind of deal. An emu is coming from him too. Oh, a lot of trees. A lot of families have reached out with a lot of my family does cherry trees. You know, we're going to send you some cherries. Blueberry bushes was offered several times. We're going to have 10 acres. We have plenty of room, and it's all farmland, so it's essentially barren as far as plants. You know, it's all, because that'll all come down for us.
Hopefully more raspberries, because the chitlins like to pick them.
Oh, and I'll dig up all of ours here and bring them out there, and we'll see what survives and what doesn't. Raspberries are pretty, pretty hardy about being transplanted over the blackberries. But yeah, so if anybody wants to send us anything, reach out, send an email. We can figure something out. I know what, like Lisa was talking about. We are looking for probably, this would probably be a next year thing, but a breeder, if you know a breeder for cows, as in the Longhorns or the Highlands, really the only breeds. I know Wilbur really wants a water buffalo, and I wouldn't be opposed to a water buffalo. So if anybody knows anybody, yours is green and mine is blue. Everybody's got a water buffalo. You remember that? The Water Buffalo song? VeggieTales?
I remember some VeggieTales songs, but not a lot of them.
But yeah, we're looking for all kinds of stuff. If your farm or your family's farm or does it. And like Lisa said, we're planning on doing a lot of education. And I think we're even talking about doing education out there. I do believe Wilbur was talking about doing an actual DW video series on the whole process. And I know some of the videos there's already been some videos filmed because it's been ridiculous on some of the stuff that shouldn't be hard.
I hate the government.
Yeah, the government is full of inefficiencies. But yeah, I mean,
it's like they want to make your life hard to try to live your life.
Yes, that's the point.
It's dumb.
That's what they do. They can control you.
Well, it's dumb.
Is they make the way that they want you to live easy, as in living paycheck to paycheck and owning nothing.
But it's not easy.
They make it easier.
Do they, though?
Yeah, because you don't got to fill out any paperwork. You don't got to deal with meetings. You don't got to deal with the county health inspector that never answers a phone call once.
I guess.
He's still never answered any of my phone calls, but that's okay. I finally got a secretary today, and she finally called me back after 4 weeks. But yeah.
Disgusting.
So yeah, you guys, this has just kind of been... Lisa wanted to come on and share her thoughts and her excitements about the process. So it's a little shorter one. Wilbur will be back next week. We're kind of bulking up some recordings for some conferences, and we got to move the shack, you know, 4 or 5 more times so government doesn't find us. So, Lisa, what's your rant for the week?
I don't know. I don't have a rant.
Well, tell us about your feelings about the government.
I hate the government. They're a pain in the butt. They just think they own everybody and everything. And then they feel like I can't do anything myself and they need me to have them. I don't like it. It's so annoying. I don't even know. Just get rid of them. We don't need the government.
Earth claims they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Pass the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collective rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.